This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is emerging as a trusted partner to the world. Addressing Indian diaspora in Paris last night, Mr. Modi said there was a time when relations between countries were determined solely by trade. But today, trust has become just as important alongside trade. Mr. Modi further said the country is investing across sectors that will drive growth, innovation and opportunity for generations to come. He said that this is a defining period in India's journey where aspirations are reaching new heights.
Aaj se 50 ya 100 saal baad jab Bharat ke is kalkhand ki samiksha hogi to ye baat ubhar kar samne aayegi is kalkhand ko भारत की एस्पिरेशंस ने ड्राइव किया. आज का भारत भविष्य का पूरा इकोसिस्टम बना रहा है. भारत एक साथ हर उस क्षेत्र में निवेश कर रहा है जो आने वाले दशकों की दिशा तय करेगा.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड दैट एट द G7 मीटिंग इन एवियन He emphasized the importance of partnerships based on trust. The Prime Minister said India's message to the G7 summit was clear, that global governance will only be effective when it is inclusive. Earlier, Mr. Modi was welcomed with the message, Bonjour Modi, or Hello Modi, and chants of Bharat Mata Ki Jai. The Indian community in France gathered in large numbers, chanting slogans of Modi Modi and Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for New Delhi after concluding his successful and productive visit to Paris, marking the third leg of his two-nation visit to France and Slovakia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the India-France friendship will become even stronger in times to come as he concludes his visit to France. The Prime Minister said, "This visit to France has been extensive when it comes to engagement and outcomes." French President Emmanuel Macron recorded a special farewell video message in Hindi for Prime Minister Modi as he was wrapping up his trip to France.
Priye Mitre Narendra, Muji Baut Kushi, we are ka Nice, Evian, or Paris. Man ise sadve daure ke liye twagat karke. France or Bharat ki dosti amarai. I hope it was correct, but my dear Narendra, dear Prime Minister, I wanted to thank you so much for your friendship. France loves you. I'm so happy you are with so many friends in Paris before leaving and going back to Delhi. I come to visit you in next February, but you are my true friend. We love you. Take care.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend a program marking International Sickle Cell Day in Omkareshwar, Madhya Pradesh today. After that, she will travel to Rairangpur in Odisha, where she will inaugurate several development projects. These include a medical camp organized by AIIMS Bhubaneswar, a mega rural piped water supply scheme for mining-affected villages, the Matra Shakti Bhavan of the Brahma Kumaris, and a special circuit house. As part of the next phase of her visit, President Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Paharpur village in Odisha's Mayurbhanj district tomorrow. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved large-scale procurement of pulses and oil seeds at the minimum support price for four states. The ministry said that the procurement will be undertaken under the price support scheme in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. Uttar Pradesh has emerged as the biggest beneficiary under the approvals for the summer 2026 season. India strongly rejected Pakistan's allegations and references to Jammu and Kashmir made by Pakistan and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, at the United Nations, asserting that Jammu and Kashmir was, is and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Dominant India outclassed defending champions Hong Kong China 3-1 to storm into the final of the World Team Snooker Championship at Guangdong, China, yesterday. In the title clash tomorrow, India will take on the winners of the other semi-final between host China A and Korea. And in hockey, India defeated Uruguay 3-2 to register their third consecutive win and finish on top of Pool A in the FIH Women's Nations Cup in New Zealand yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.